Now it's time for the news, and Alison will start with the first of five news slots.
There has been a lot happening in Norwich in the past 2 weeks, and different listeners will probably have very varied news on what is most important. For some, it will have been the local elections, and for others, it will have been Norwich City's football success. We will hear more on both these subjects later. We'll start, however, with a series of articles that are likely to matter to most of our listeners, as there were several stories in the last 2 weeks that relate to visual impairment. Rachel Andrews, who is registered blind, has won a fight with Norfolk County Council over the way the council communicates with the blind. Staff and patients at James Paget University Hospital have played an important role in tackling macular degeneration, which causes blindness. Two Norfolk councils have been selected to pilot a device to help blind people vote. Shoppers at the Taverham Garden Centre donated £510 to Vision Norfolk recently. You may recall that in the last edition of Chatterbox, the financial difficulties facing Vision Norfolk were mentioned. In Information Desk, we'll give you more details of this in a letter from the Chief Executive, Gina Dormer. But here's Tim to start with the good news about Rachel Andrews.
A woman who battled for 6 years to get bosses to change the way Norfolk County Council communicates with blind people has won her fight. Rachel Andrews, 48, from Norwich, is registered blind and had complained to Norfolk County Council because it kept sending her correspondence about adult social care by letter, which she couldn't read. She needed correspondence sent by email, which she is able to access using a screen reader, but the council continued to send hard copies of letters. She instructed Lee Day solicitors to send County Hall a letter before action, asserting that the council had breached its duty under the Equality Act because correspondence was not accessible to her. And the council has agreed to bring in a new system to change the way it communicates, so such requirements for blind people are flagged up. She said, "I'm delighted that finally Norfolk County Council has listened to me. I've repeatedly asked them for correspondence about my adult social care needs to be communicated in an accessible format over the course of nearly 6 years, but didn't get anywhere. At least we won't have to worry that we've missed a letter or have to explain about our disabilities yet again when they ring to find out why we haven't filled in a form. I feel this outcome has struck a blow for people with disabilities." A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said, "We'd like to thank Mrs. Andrews for bringing this issue to our attention. It's important that all of our residents receive communication in a way that works for them. We've now reviewed and refined our system for flagging how these messages are delivered and have taken steps to ensure our staff are aware of this system and the need to refer to it when writing to individuals. We're also taking steps to clarify the advice on our website on how to access information in accessible formats to ensure it's easier for our residents to receive the information they need." Mrs. Andrews was named the Royal National Institute of Blind People Campaigner of the Year in 2019 after a High Court battle to improve voting access for blind and partially sighted people.
Staff and patients at James Paget University Hospital have played an important role in tackling a condition which causes blindness. The James Paget took part in the Lumithera LightSight 2 clinical study, which is trialling a treatment for intermediate dry age-related macular degeneration. Macular degeneration is the most common cause of blindness in people aged over 60 in the Western world, and for the dry form of the disease, there is currently no effective proven treatment. The trials saw patients given 3 rounds of photobiomodulation sessions every 4 months, and the results demonstrated a significant improvement for those receiving the treatment. Consultant ophthalmologist Professor Ben Burton, who is James Paget's clinical director of research and development, said, being able to prevent further vision loss and potentially slowing the progression of disease would be a huge benefit for patients. The trials are entering a third stage in the United States.
A groundbreaking pilot could revolutionise polling day, helping blind people vote independently for the first time. Two Norfolk councils have been selected to run a trial for a machine that can be handed out to blind and partially sighted voters, which will speak out the names of candidates listed on the ballots. Currently, blind voters need a polling staff member or companion to read out the candidates' names and a tactile voting device, TVD, a plastic sheet that attaches to the form with holes for a vote to be made. The trial will be carried out across 9 polling stations in South Norfolk and Broadland with support from the Cabinet Office and the Royal National Institute for the Blind, RNIB. Trevor Holden, the Managing Director at South Norfolk and Broadland, said if the concept works, it could benefit hundreds of thousands of people across the country. "We'll be offering blind and partially sighted people the chance to vote in a way that they haven't been able to before," he said. "We see this as a way for people to exercise their democratic right to vote without assistance and in secret." The machines, which cost around £60 and can be reused each election, will be well known to people who use talking newspapers. Mike Wordingham, Policy and Campaigns Officer at RNIB, said the trial is important because TVD are useless without being told the exact order of candidates on the ballot. Adding, including someone else in the voting process means that people like me lose the ability to vote independently and secretly. By using this new audio device alongside the TVD, locals taking part in this groundbreaking trial will be able to hear for themselves who's on the ballot paper and vote without as much assistance from others. "We'll be monitoring feedback from the trial very closely, but we're cautiously optimistic that the audio device could be a game changer in voting for blind and partially sighted people." While Mr. Holden didn't expect huge uptake this year, as many people will have chosen to vote by post due to COVID, he said it was important to make it a normal part of the voting process.
Green-fingered Shoppers gave a financial boost to a sight loss charity after it suffered in the coronavirus lockdown. Volunteers and staff from Vision Norfolk collected nearly £510 over 2 days from customers at Taverham Garden Centre on Fir Covert Road. Rob Collins, a fundraiser from Vision Norfolk based on Beckham Place in Norwich, said, "Along with most organisations in the charitable sector, our income has been seriously hit by our inability to undertake fundraising activities for much of the last year, just as demand for our services has peaked. We rely totally on the generosity of the people of Norfolk, and we'd like to say a huge thank you to everyone who gave so generously at the weekend."